So, as we are growing, what is the thing that we most need to remember? Certainly, it is not attempting to live a life that does not have ups and downs. If that is the goal, then perhaps you should plan on having a monotone life, which would be most boring to all of you, because you are alive, you are woman, you feel. So growth is a thing that is going to happen. And with that growth, there are going to be upsets, and there are going to be emotional feelings that come up for you. Some of them are not at all comfortable. Some of them are humorous in the middle of very challenging times. Some of them are compassionate because things that are hurtful and upsetting very often open the place in you where compassion lives. So all of these things are a natural matter, of course. And we want to point out to you that the important thing is not to avoid those ups and downs, but to make very sure that you have paved a road back to the center of who you really are. This is probably not a class we would be teaching to men, although there might be some exceptions here. But it is, for the most part, woman whose actual identity has been altered. She has been asked to shape change to match a patriarchal picture of who she is supposed to be. And all of that is very damaging. It is damaging because the thing that was taken away from you is knowledge and intuitive movement back to who you really are. Now, we are going to point out one thing that you want to be careful not to trip on. Patriarchally speaking, we should make Channel make a face when we say that, but it probably would not be dignified. But patriarchally speaking, who a woman is supposed to be is not related to who she really is. And so the questions she is told to ask herself to see if she is on course are patriarchal questions. And what that means is that if you are making a change in your life, you are thrown into the patriarchal structure. And the first thing that you wonder is, am I doing the right thing? Have I done the right thing? Have I done the wrong thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Now, we know these questions have come up for all of you, and they seem to be sensible questions, but they are not, because they are about forcing yourself to fit into a picture that is not really even about you at all. And so we understand concerns about that, but the really important questions are about who you really are. And the things that you are doing, the things that you are choosing, are they bringing you back to yourself where you may never have been? And this, of course, is the challenge, because we know things about ourselves, but those things have been misshapen and plugged into a program that is designed to make you look the way you are supposed to look to other people. It does not even sound so bad, does it? All that you must give up is your identity. And we have talked among ourselves, those who teach you, and said, it is interesting that your culture now has such concern about identity theft. We on the spiritual plane have an incredible amount of upset about identity theft. Woman's. And we do not think we can provide an electronic answer to keep you safe or to alert you, but we can give you some guidelines for this. Your question in the morning, after you have set your intention for the day, needs to be, what do I need now? That question calls the part of you that is most truly you. It wakes it up. Because you see, your question in the morning cannot be, how do I need to be to please or to look or to present or whatever the old patriarchal structure is? That question will make you consistently one thing over time, and that is depressed. It is interesting that that loss of identity is not listed in the textbooks as the problem that it truly is. So we are going to list it for you now. Depression is very often directly connected to the surrender of your identity. So all of the things that we are learning together are about finding and feeding that identity, making that identity be what you are looking at. When you are making a change, when you are creating in a different way. By now, most of us know that the patriarchal strictures, the rules, have not gotten us power, have not gotten us healing, have not gotten us wholeness. And so we need to look at the teachings of Mother God. And later on, perhaps we will talk about how they balance with the clean teachings from Father God. But Mother God, the mother of you, she is interested in who you are. She is interested in what nurtures you. She is interested in you being open enough to ask yourself the question, not am I making the right decision, have I done it right or wrong or indifferent, but what is true for me? What is best for me? Where is the light in my present moment? The light that allows me to be who I really am. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that your breath, like your spirit, is holy. And where your breath goes, healing goes. Love goes. Wisdom goes. Feel the air around you become blue, the blue of peace, so that you breathe in peace into the center of yourself. And you let that peace move through your body. And you exhale fear. And feel that peace gather around your center and your identity, so that the place where you most truly are yourself is flooded with peace and love. And feel a golden light above your head. And know that this gold is the gift of the universe. And in this light is the creative energy that made you, that knows you. And open your crown and feel that creative energy flow into you again. Feel your crown open widely to receive all that is best for you. And let the energy of all that is best for you fill your mind and your heart and your throat and the other chakra centers, so that you are holding all that is best for you. And feel the golden light bring you all that loves you, the universal love. And let that love fill your body and displace anything you might be holding that only loves conditionally or does not love at all. Feel that golden light fill your body. Feel your heart coming alive. Feel your third eye opening. And your intuitive powers returning to you. And let that love displace the emotions in the solar plexus that may have been with you too long, that may be causing you pain. Feel them leave your field. Leave your body and feel that center now, able to feel what is good for you, what is best for you. And feel the flow of that golden light into the second center, displacing judgment, displacing shame. Leaving the second center as free as a beautiful waterfall, there to wash away anything that passes through your life that you do not wish to hold. Feel the golden light flow into your root and begin to make the creative patterns that match who you truly are. And let the golden light flowing through your body unite all of these energies. And in your heart, feel that you have returned. The you who was always meant to be there, in the center of your heart, in the center of your life. And feel the universe smiling, joyful in your joy, joyful in your healing. And move into your heart center and see that there is an altar there. And on that altar is a symbol or a gift that the universe has left for you. Rest your mind and know the gift that is your gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.